This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I feel like, Mark, doing just a bunch of email selection stuff tonight. And what I mean by that is our listeners are so great at sending us prep. They send us all kinds of great stuff.
They do.
I feel so bad because we get so much we get so many submissions. It almost feels overwhelming. It's to the point where there's so much. It's so good. I mean, a lot of it I have to just delete because it just doesn't. It's not good enough to quite get on the air.
Right. I feel really bad about that. If somebody took the time to send me an article, I
want to use it.
Yeah, I want to use it too. But what I've decided is, if somebody sent me the time to spent the time to send me an article, I am going to read the article at least a good portion of the way through, and I'm going to give my professional opinion on whether or not it's errable, and that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so I've decided that I'm trying to catch up. Essentially, I've got a backlog of articles, and of course, the longer you let them go, the more likely the links are going to go dead or go into a subscription area of the newspaper site or whatever. So I want to try and clean house a bit,
okay,
I guess, tonight. And I don't know. I went to the major news sites. I didn't really see anything hot and bothering. I didn't feel like I had to jump on any of that. But if you want to, as always, if you want to bring something up that you think we're missing out tonight, 800-259-9231.
You might feel different if you were in Haifa having little rockets rain down upon your head, having the city blow apart. But
I don't know if I'd be doing a radio show at that point.
I don't know.
I'd probably be leaving.
I think you would.
I don't know, man. I'd probably be leaving.
I've done
rockets
radio shows
up
with you on Christmas Day.
There weren't rockets whizzing over my house.
Thunderstorms where I thought I was going to die.
All right, so let's start things out with the London Fog blogspot from Eric England. Environmentalists want you dead, Mark, and the sooner the better. Did that get your attention?
Well, a little.
I certainly hope so. For it's the environmental movement's objective to radically reduce the human population. Now, we've heard people on this show claiming that there's a conspiracy, a dark mass of people meeting in rooms with smoky cigarettes, and they're conspiring to control the world by reducing its population. Well, maybe that is happening. I don't know. But the fact is, there are certain people in the environmental movement who aren't conspiring in a dark, smoky room. They're doing it right out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is going to point out here. He says, as mankind seeks to extend the division of labor to further explore for and utilize natural resources, to develop new life-improving technologies, and to enhance our quality of life, environmentalists view humanity as nothing more than a voracious parasite, raping, pillaging, and sucking the life out of Mother Earth. It's within this context, i.e. rescuing Mother Earth from the human parasite, via massive population reduction, that one comes to understand the environmental movement's nihilistic push to permanently ban the use of DDT, always and everywhere. Ultimately, banning DDT, which is a safe and cost-effective insecticide, is tantamount to cheering on the mosquitoes to kill as many people as possible with diseases like malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, and the West Nile virus.
Sounds right.
Because we have seen in the past, I think John Stossel's book, his first book actually goes over it into a fair amount of detail, that the DDT situation was actually allowing more crops to be grown. Using DDT was allowing more crops to be grown.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually suppressing malaria, and the cancellation of DDT, the ban of DDT, has made it so more people have died in third world
DDT
countries.
DDT works.
Due to a massive disinformation effort on the part of environmentalists and parroted by the UN, most people mistakenly believe that DDT is a highly carcinogenic, cancer-causing compound, which is also devastating to wildlife. What members of the Malaria Foundation International and Africa Fighting Malaria and others have yet to come to grips with is that environmentalism's most fundamental goal is to drastically reduce the human population. In other words, environmentalists want to permanently abolish DDT in order to bring about the deaths of as many people as possible. Now, that's a pretty outrageous claim.
I don't doubt it. It seems
really?
It seems to me that that's what environmentalists want. They really believe that humans are bad, bad things. And the technology that we create is terrible for Mother Earth. And the only way that, and I'm not saying that every environmentalist believes this by any stretch, but the craziest, the fringe.
The ones in charge of a lot of the agencies.
The ones that care enough to be involved, be that thoroughly involved in environmentalism, yeah, are usually the fringe crazies.
Good point. Hence, the pro-DDT group's pleas to save lives are falling upon deaf ears. To remove any doubt that the greenies want you dead, let these environmentalist monsters speak for themselves. Jacques Cousteau, environmentalist and documentary maker.
Now, this is the son of Jacques,
right? Jacques-Yves Cousteau?
I think that that's the son.
I don't know. I'll anyway, he says, it is terrible to have to say this. World population must be stabilized, and to do that we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. This is so horrible to contemplate that we shouldn't even say it. But the general now I'm turning to a German. But the general situation in which we are...
You did pretty good there for a little while.
Yeah, I
though.
Did. The general situation in which we are involved is lamentable. From John Davis, editor of Earth First Journal. I suspect that eradicating smallpox was wrong. It played an important part in balancing ecosystems.
Oh, God.
Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University population biologist, quote, we're at 6 billion people on the Earth, and that's roughly 3 times what the planet should have. About 2 billion is optimal. Who are you, Paul? Are you a god himself? How is it that you get to determine what is and what is not optimal for the planet Earth?
Here's one thing I don't understand is Mother Earth can really take care of herself. She doesn't need all these harping, silly environmentalists to help her. If this parasite, quote-unquote, the human race gets to be too out of hand, she will take care of it. Believe me.
That much is true. And as wealth continues to grow, as we hopefully get back to more freedom and liberty and allow more for more competition and more creation of wealth without government intervention, wealth will expand as population expands. As the population grows, people in search of profit will figure out ways to keep those people fed and yep, to keep roofs over their heads.
Right. You know, the technology that we have for growing food now is just vastly superior to what it was 100 years ago.
Sure is.
And what it's going to be like in 100 years, it's going to be vastly superior to what it is now.
Absolutely. And if you're going to say
if you think that there's not enough food on the planet, you're just not thinking this through.
No, you're not. In fact, you could say, one of the environmentalists could say, well, eventually, if there's too many people, we'll just run out of space to grow. I know that they've come up with new techniques that yield more per square foot, but we're just going to run out. But wait a minute. What if you built up? Hmm? What if you built a super greenhouse? People in search of profit, remember now. What if you built like a magnificent multi-level, multi-stage greenhouse that went up for several stories? I mean, it's something that people will do if it's necessary.
Even if the Earth had 10 times the population it has now, I don't think that we would be having that problem.
I'm just saying.
Let's go on with that. Land is, there's no more of it. So they're going to figure out ways to handle, A, growing more food, and B, housing more people. So if they have to build 100-story buildings to put 10 or 100 times as many people on one square of land than mm-hmm. they normally would, they'll do that.
Exactly.
Because that's what makes sense. That's what the marketplace is going to dictate. There's
that's
only so much land.
That's a lot more humane than exterminating 350,000 people per day.
Right.
David Foreman, founder of Earth First, quote, phasing out the human race will solve every problem on Earth, social and environmental. David Graeber, research biologist for the National Park Service, quote, it's cosmically unlikely that the developed world will choose to end its orgy of fossil energy consumption and the third world its suicidal consumption of landscape. Until such time as Homo sapiens should decide to rejoin nature, some of us can only hope for the right virus to come along. Can you believe that people actually talk like this?
Why don't these people shoot themselves if they're so dangerous?
No, they're better than everyone else. They know what's right and what's wrong.
I see.
It's the rest of us. Alexander King, founder of the Malthusian Club of Rome, quote,
that's great. Well, who the hell's a Malthusian?
I don't know. My own doubts came when DDT was introduced. In Guyana, within 2 years, it had almost eliminated malaria. So my chief quarrel with DDT in hindsight is that it has greatly added to the population problem. He's saying that he wants people to come down with malaria. Can we do a quick look? I mean, I'm not really sure what malaria is. It sounds bad. I'd like to find out exactly what malaria is.
Really bad fever?
It sounds really bad. Let's get some symptoms and find out what people with malaria go through. Because that's what these guys want. They want people to catch malaria and die. All for Mother Earth, of course. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you with over 120,000 1,000 posts. Over 1,200 people are interacting. All kinds of topics, everything from serious stuff to fun times. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about an article from, or a blog entry, I guess, from the London Fog about these environmentalists who honestly want to kill people. They want to eliminate the world's population down to a certain level with what they believe would be the right level for Mother Earth, because they know they're smart people. And they're edumacated.
Of course, if they're wrong, they've just killed billions of people.
That's true.
And they're working hard towards this. For instance, the elimination, trying to eliminate DDT off the face of the Earth, this is something that's been proven relatively safe. There's a lot of things in the world that are more dangerous than DDT, and it is highly effective in killing insects that
eat crops,
and B, kill people directly. You wanted to know about malaria. Malaria is an awful disease that kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. Symptoms include fever, anemia, and coma, potentially leading to death.
Wow. So you get really sick,
mm-hmm.
then go into a coma,
mm-hmm.
then die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Alexander King, the founder of the Malthusian Club in Rome, I'll read his quote again. This is yet another environmentalist saying, "My own doubts came when DDT was introduced. In Guyana, within 2 years, it had almost eliminated malaria. So my chief quarrel with DDT in hindsight is that it greatly added to the population problem." Meaning, since we brought out DDT, more people were able to live and not die a horrible, destructive death at the hands of malaria. That's pretty sick. But there's more quotes. Merton Lambert, a former spokesman for the Rockefeller Foundation, quote, "The world has a cancer, and that cancer is man." John Muir, the founder of the Sierra Club, quote, "Honorable representatives of the great saurians of older creation, may you long enjoy your lilies and rushes and be blessed now and then with a mouthful of terror-stricken man by way of a dainty." I don't even know what that means. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, leader of the World Wildlife Fund, quote, "If I were reincarnated and I would wish to be returned to Earth as a killer virus to lower human population levels." Maurice Strong,
though he probably has the brain power of one already.
UN environmental leader, quote, "Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about?" Ted Turner.
What is this about the planet dying? What indication do these people have that the planet is dying?
We're a parasite.
Yes,
we're destroying the Earth.
I hear you, but what about the planet dying? What is proof that the planet is dying?
There is none.
No,
they just
want
to protect it. They want it to be like it used to be.
They want it to be exactly as they imagine it should be. And they have no data to. There is no data to back up that the Earth should be in a static point.
And apparently, they're willing to plot and use all kinds of horrible chemicals and processes to kill people. Ted Turner, CNN founder, UN supporter, and environmentalist, quote, "A total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal." Paul Watson, founder of Greenpeace, quote, "I got the impression that instead of going out to shoot birds, I should go out and shoot the kids who shoot birds." 800-259-9231.
Birds are so, they need to be protected so badly.
It's pretty disturbing stuff. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Zach in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Zach.
Well, hello. Well, hey. First of all, the way we should deal with the environmental problem is to build some spaceships. But that's not why I called to talk. I am engaged in a very petty, lowbrow, and almost pathetic debate on a conservative web forum with people, principally about September 11th, but basically an entire worldview. And I don't really have enough time in my day or access to the Internet frequent enough to fully engage in the debate, and I'm doing the best I can. And I was calling to give a plug for a website I'm not really involved with and ask people to get on the forums and just speak their mind.
Well, I think what you'd be better off doing, we can't plug websites here on this show, but if you want, post it on our bulletin board system, and people will be happy to hop on board with that. Did you have an issue or anything you wanted to highlight from your conversations with these so-called conservatives?
These people, I mean, they continually bring up the, what's it called, the Popular Mechanics article. They fawn over Ann Coulter and her Adam's apple. I mean, that's the mentality, you know, you're dealing with these people, and it's disheartening. But on the other hand,
you say you're there arguing the conspiracy thing, the 9/11 truth thing.
Yeah, well, that's one of the issues that, you know, these people are.
Well, I mean, if you lead with an issue like that, you're automatically shutting off your audience. So, I mean, there's really no point. I mean, why are you even there?
I could talk about why we shouldn't kill civilians, which is encouraged on that website, and we shouldn't steal oil, and how there probably weren't actual weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's a very disheartening situation. But I've gotten these people to start making their own 9/11 threads to discuss the issue, and I'm basically guilting these people and, you know, goading them into investigating the situation themselves, if only to better defeat my argument. So,
okay. Well, I don't know if you're really going to have any success with that. Again, as we've talked about many times on this show, you and I, Mark, I mean, we are open to at least hearing these messages that you're talking about with the 9/11 truth thing. We're open to it. We're willing to look at it. We're willing to consider it. But most of the people that you're going to put this in front of are not going to be willing to do that. You're going to be labeled a crackpot and a loon. And even us on Free Talk Live, we don't want to spend time on it. We don't want to focus on it because it's really totally irrelevant, as we pointed out so many times on this show. It has no relevance to the idea of moving America towards more freedom and liberty. All it is trying to convince people of one person's version of historical events. And that's, it's a total waste of time. So I suggest you just resign yourself from the forum.
Thank you, but I'll have the difference of opinion there. Thank you for your time.
That's fine. Thanks. I suggest that what you do, though, is you resign yourself from that forum and go out and do something productive with your time.
You know, when it comes to these forums, I don't have the patience for the forums to do all that typing and all that work, to compose things, to talk to other people that aren't going to listen to what the heck I said anyway.
Sure.
But
it's a lot of wasted effort.
It just doesn't seem like it benefits anything. I don't know. Then again, one could say the same thing about a radio show, but I'd like getting on the air and talking about these kind of issues on the air.
So, well, forums,
it's probably the way people like to communicate. Some people like to communicate by
forums. Forums can be a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of fun posts, and there's a lot of interesting stuff over at the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. But when you're walking into the lion's den, essentially, I mean, you're somebody who holds a differing viewpoint, whether it be a libertarian or a liberal or whatever, and you walk into a forum full of rabid, rush, ditto-head conservative types, why? You're just going in there to stir things up. You're going in there to be a troll. You're going in there to make these people angry. You can't possibly believe that you're going to convince these people. They're denizens of a conservative forum. Same thing with the denizens of a communist forum. You are going to have no effect, and you're just going to waste your time and frustrate yourself. More's on the way. It's your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red Rover, Red Rover. Historically, that's child's play. But today's version of this exercise is sending its objects right over more than a playground. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you what's roving on the red planet Mars. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Red Rover, Red Rover. Send Mary right over. Meant Mary ran from the other side of the playground. But today, Rover, the vehicle that runs over the surface of Mars, leapt from Earth to the red planet in a spaceship. Like its Earth-bound counterparts, Rover landed softly in an environment with 8 times the gravity of Earth, thanks to an airbag. Then, activated within minutes of landing, twin rovers scouted the entire Martian surface within 90 sols, Martian days, and sent across a span of solar system photos that look much like a clay playground. From the center of the automotive universe, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they listened to the show. And you can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the environmental movement, and we'd read some pretty scary quotes from some of the leadership in the environmental movement. The idea is that these guys really do want to kill you. They believe that you're a slug, that you're vermin, that you're pestilence to the land, to the world itself, to Mother Nature, and that you should
nature,
be eradicated.
That by nature, humans are viruses.
Right.
They are bad, bad for the environment.
That we're destroying the Earth.
And even if we did keep the humans around, we should keep them around in a population at a billion or
according to
well
Ted
less.
Turner, 250 to 300 million people is just about right.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's a 95% decline from present levels.
Then he can't do math.
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I'm sorry. I can't do math.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, back to the London fog here. Much the way the Bolsheviks labeled kulaks as vermin, lice, and parasites, John Davis, the aforementioned editor of Earth First Journal, has stated the following, quote, "Human beings as a species have no more value than slugs," end quote. This is biocentrism, and is a fundamental underpinning of the environmentalist movement, i.e., a man is a dog, is a rat, is a mosquito, is a slug. Hence, Using biocentric logic, mosquitoes are soldiers in the environmental movement's Army Air Corps.
Mm.
The mission for these mosquitoes is to collectively become a weapon of mass destruction and kill as many humans as possible. At least then it's not the people that are killing the other people. They'll let their little mosquitoes do it. Can't put them in court. Make no mistake, environmentalists are fighting to permanently ban DDT so that their mosquito soldiers aren't prevented from spreading crippling and deadly diseases in order to reduce the human population. There's no other explanation as to why such a life-saving and safe insecticide remains in the crosshairs of the greenies. We need to save DDT and in turn eradicate the Green Army Air Corps. These people are using the power of the state, the environmental movement, and again, I don't want to sound like I don't want clean water and I don't want clean air and trees and stuff, even though I did just cut down the tree in my backyard. I do want all of those things. I want to have a nice environment to live in. I would like to live for a long time, and I think that having a nice environment can help contribute to that. At the very least, it's nice to look at pretty trees and have a nice clean stream perhaps nearby your house.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want that? So I want to make it clear that we're not anti-environment. What we are, though, is anti-coercion. The environmental movement wants to use government to control people's businesses, to control people's lands, to tell them what they can and cannot do with their own private property. And as a result, people are dying. So because business, some inventor somewhere, some scientific lab came up with DDT as a way to help create more crops,
right,
help feed more people.
And, by eliminating insects.
And by eliminating those insects, a beneficial side effect is that more people get to live and not contract malaria and die in a coma as a result of that. And so it turned out to be quite a beneficial product. It was helping everybody. I mean, it wasn't hurting anyone. But then this green movement, this environmental movement came along, and I don't even know what their excuses were. They said it was cancerous, right? It's a carcinogen. It's long-term. This DDT is going to kill you. You don't want your plants sprayed with DDT. So they whipped everybody up into a frenzy. They scared people. And, of course, they made it popular, this idea of, well, we need to get rid of DDT. And, of course, the politicians jumped in front of the bandwagon and said, yes, we'll get rid of DDT. Let's ban it. And so now it's banned in, I think, a lot of countries. I don't know if it's banned worldwide quite yet, but that's certainly what they want to happen. These are people that are inflicting their way on others through the government. And if it weren't for the government being around, the environmentalist movement would have to resort to persuasion. They would have to resort to proving to the people that are using DDT to help their crops and to help people live longer lives
that it was dangerous to them and the environment in general.
Exactly. That it was a bad idea. You're going to kill your customers in the long term if you keep using this. And here's the evidence that proves it. Oh my gosh, I don't want to kill my customers.
Especially since they'll sue me.
Right. So if we would just allow people to have the private property that they own and to have total control over it, then in that case, all kinds of interesting things could be developed. And all kinds of, in fact, the environmental movement could shift their focus. They could shift their focus from trying to control others' property and spending millions and millions of dollars lobbying the government for new controls and new regulations and restrictions. They could take that money and buy up a bunch of land. They could take that money and preserve the land that they think is so important. Look, if you don't want people to move in, if you don't want the population to spread to certain areas, well, buy your own property up and go live in this perfect little environmental area. Go ahead. You can buy up as much as you can afford. Heck, out west and out, you know, in the middle of BF nowhere, property's darn cheap. You can get acres and acres for a few $1,000s.
There's a lot of property in the United States that's really cheap. It doesn't have water and electricity running to it, but it's cheap.
Well, I don't think they want those. Those are evil. We don't want the trappings of modern life.
We'll just live in the caves.
That's some of them want to do that.
We'll build a teepee.
In which case, they should be free to do it. And they should be free to preserve the caves as long as they want in the state that they're currently in. Take your millions and buy up the land and show us all how to do it, instead of trying to force your agenda down our throats. That's the part I object to. I have no problem with a clean environment. No problem at all. In fact, if it's my property and I'm the one who's responsible for it, it's in my best interest to keep it clean. It's in my best interest to keep that property pristine, because someday I might want to sell it to someone else. And if the property's got sludge and trash and garbage all over it, and it's been polluted by oil and just destroyed, then I'm not going to get very much money from that buyer.
Right. There's nobody,
if they want it.
Nobody who takes care of property like the person who owns it.
So that's all I'm talking about, is just simply returning true property rights to individuals. Of course, it's going to be a while before we get to that. And when we do finally get there, I hope that this crazy, wacko environmentalist movement hasn't gone too far in the rest of the world and really just clamped down on freedom and clamped down on property rights, because that's where they want to go. They want to get it to the point where the government is in total control over everything that you can do on your property. Some of these guys even want to get rid of the combustion engine.
It's true. You know, I mean, where would we be without the internal combustion engine? And that's how...
Walking?
Yeah, that's...
Horse and carriage?
That's just how backwards these people are.
And they believe that would be good, though, for the world. That's what they say. The magazine is Earth First!
I mean, just science is a bad thing. I mean, apparently is what they think. They use science in defense of their arguments, but we wouldn't have science without many of these things.
This much is true. The toll-free number is 800-25...
This is Unabomber stuff. I mean, this is what Ted Kaczynski was all into. Crazy, crazy level of environmentalism.
Well, of course, the ALF, speaking of bombers... the ALF, the Animal Liberation Front, I don't know if you could call them an environmentalist movement, but they're just, I mean, they have that sort of similar whack job mindset. The idea is, well, animals come first, so screw your property rights. We're going to break into your lab, set all the monkeys free, set the dogs free, and we broke down your door. Yeah, we're going to set your lab on fire while we're at it.
Mm.
Well, we did it for the animals. It's okay. As long as we can engage in violent, destructive behavior, as long as it's the earth that comes first and the animals that come first.
The amazing thing is they're friends with PETA, and PETA kills animals.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we've read article upon article about it here on the air.
We have revealed that information. In fact, the president of PETA, I forget her name, but Penn and Teller on their show, excellent show, BS on Showtime, they did a fantastic expose on PETA. I mean, they really did the digging, and they found that the president of PETA has been involved, basically, in assassinating animals. She's killed them herself.
Nice. Blood in her hands.
800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Critical infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security is building a massive database listing all the critical national infrastructure. And you won't believe what's included. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The voting continues at Podcast Awards. We need you to go once per day from now through the 11th of August. So that's only about three more days remaining here. And I believe voting closes at the very end of the day on August 11th. So you have all day on August 11th, all the way through then at least, to vote for us once per day at PodcastAwards.com. Last year, we took home the award for best political cultural podcast of 2005. Which is great.
Yeah.
And you guys voted for us.
I'll tell you, it's really great to have it. It makes selling the show a lot easier. Advertisers are comforted with the idea that we're an award-winning podcast.
Exactly.
They don't know much about this whole podcasting thing. It's a strange world.
But last year was sort of a cakewalk because it was the first year of podcasting. It was sort of new, and there weren't as many competitors back then.
Yeah.
At least not as serious. Now we're up against the President of the United States. Seriously, if you go to PodcastAwards.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, then scroll up a bit. We're the third from the bottom on the right, the political category. You'll see. It's Free Talk Live versus the President's Podcast. There's a couple other podcasts in there as well, but this is serious competition. So we definitely need you to go to PodcastAwards.com and vote for us. And then hopefully you can do it again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after.
Yeah, this one's tough. This isn't going to be as easy as last year.
Right,
I don't know that last year was easy. I don't know how close it was. It could have been by one vote we won.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think they actually showed the vote totals. I don't recall that.
That wouldn't be really smart anyway.
Yeah, they just announced the winners. So, again, voting closes on the 11th. We need you to go to PodcastAwards.com. And we're going to the phones to Kevin in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Kevin.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just got around to listening to your podcast from the other night about the Senate Internet Treaty.
Internet treat. Oh, from Monday, from last night.
Yeah,
the one where they've teamed up with over 40 different European countries to essentially enforce one another's internet laws.
Well, that would be the one, and I'll tell you what, it sent a chill up my spine. So what I did was I went to the congressional record and I read what they voted for.
Okay.
You guys won't believe it.
No, they won't. They don't know either, so don't worry about it.
I give them more credit than that. You know, some people know what they're doing and want to do it anyway. But
all right.
The treaty says a lot of things that you talked about, like we're going to enforce other countries' laws. You know, if, let's say, France, for instance, doesn't allow you to say anything racist or put Nazi slogans on the internet if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I remember there was a story where they were suing Yahoo because they allowed some auctions, I guess, of Nazi memorabilia or something like that.
Exactly. Now, you know, putting Nazi slogans on the internet is not something I want to do, but the United States, I think we would agree, should not be enforcing a French law.
Certainly not.
Right. So what they actually did was they passed the treaty, but they specifically exempted themselves from having to enforce any laws that they felt were inconsistent with the Constitution.
They passed a treaty and exempted themselves from enforcing laws that
they felt were inconsistent with the Constitution.
Exactly. So they did that, and they basically said that so there's language about, you know, this is in the spirit of trying to crack down on international cybercrime, but we're not interested in passing any new laws, which the treaty requires the United States to pass all the same laws as all the other European countries.
Whoa. Well, then how the heck that doesn't make any sense that they ratified the treaty if they're not going to go by the verbiage of it.
Well, it's kind of a dog and pony show, really. You know, the elections are coming up. We have to look good. We have to crack down on the terrorists, crack down on the pornography, do all these sort of things. But, you know, there might be a little love left for the Constitution down in the Senate. So
you're saying there's a glimmer of hope in here, but, I mean, really, it's just, it doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't sound very good, but it just sounds like more election year nonsense. I mean,
This is how the things slip in on us, though. You know, they don't enforce them for a few years. It's going to be like real ID. At some point or another, they're going to crack down. They're going to want to drop your blood and a microchip in your ID.
Or maybe,
but right now, it's no big deal.
Or maybe what they'll... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've heard that with the Aaron Russo or the RDI or the RIFD chips.
RFID, yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you an example of one of the things that they said from the congressional record. It says, it says the United States, according to the treaty, I'll paraphrase, reserves the right to assume its obligations of the convention in a manner consistent with its fundamental principles of federalism. So in other words, they said, we're not going to change our laws. We agree that we should cooperate on internet crimes, but we are not going to cooperate in certain ways.
You know what's going to happen, and I think you're right. I think they're just putting that in there to appease a few people that might actually look deep enough into this and maybe be reporting on it. I think what's probably going to be happening is what we've already seen happen. There was a story, I don't think we had a chance to get to it, where United States authorities actually shut down a server located in the United States that was violating, I think it was Polish law, and they're already involved in helping other countries sort of enforce their laws. Essentially, what they're going to do probably is just start shutting down people's servers and just start enforcing the other country's laws, and like they do in our country with our own laws, just do whatever they want and hope they get away with it and hope that nobody's going to challenge it. And they probably won't. Most people running a website aren't, unless they're Google or Yahoo or Microsoft, aren't running with multi-million dollar budgets. They can't afford the lawyers to fight the good fight. And so they're just going to take people down.
Yeah, that's what they did with internet radio, too. They made the copyright payments the copyright payments so expensive. I think it's like $1.80 per song per listener, unless you negotiate a deal with the record companies. And of course, the only people who the record companies are willing to negotiate with is your Yahoos and AOLs, which is why nobody can run internet radio stations.
It's just, to me, Kevin, it's just one more reason that we have no more use for the federal government. I have no love for them at all.
You know, I'll agree that this law should not have been passed. If I'd been in the Senate, I would have voted against ratifying the treaty because it means nothing, but it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you an example. Do you guys know what the RAVE Act is?
Yes. Yep. There's all kinds of things in the RAVE Act, but one of the things that it does is it makes it so, as I understand it at least, it makes it so that if I'm holding a party, say a cookout in my backyard,
right,
and Mark shows up with a big fat spliff, and he lights it up, and there's an undercover agent at the party. They arrest Mark for smoking a big joint in my backyard. Then I can get charged with some sort of federal crime because I was aiding and abetting or providing a place for someone to be doing drugs.
I'll do one better. Let's say you live in California and you own a building in Connecticut and your tenant is smoking a joint.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in prison for 25 years.
Oh, boy.
Yep, that sounds about right.
But you know, have you ever heard of any of that happening to anybody?
No,
not yet.
I think they've used it a grand total of once. The federal authorities went to Normal in somewhere in the Midwest and told them not to hold a rally.
Hmm. Oh, yes, I have heard them. I have heard of different instances of them sort of flexing their muscle to prevent rallies. It's happened in more places than that. But yes, they've used it to stave off, say, pot rallies and that sort of thing, to scare the owners of the property that would be used for these rallies, to scare them into not allowing the rally to happen on their property.
You know, I'll give you some good news, is that although we do have these ridiculous laws all over the books, you know, honestly, I think that the American people, it becomes a slippery slope, but I don't think the American people would ever let the federal government become entirely tyrannical.
I hope you're right, Kevin. I notice you're in Vermont. You have any plans to move a little east?
You know, I've thought about it from time to time. I've been here for 30 years, and I like being able to, you know, Vermont is ground central for lots and lots of laws. They love laws here.
Really?
But every once in a while, somebody fights back. There was a national news item from up here a couple of months ago, where, and this is tragic, a young girl was murdered. She stopped at the ATM. Someone jumped into her car and told her to drive to a remote area, and she was killed.
Oh.
The police were investigating and wanted to secure this girl's library records to see if maybe that could lead to the identity of her killer.
Huh?
And the librarian told them, no, we don't provide that information. So the police said, well, if you don't give it to us, we'll get you under the Patriot Act. Because we can subpoena what we can get library records, and she just said, go right ahead. This is Vermont, and we don't tolerate that nonsense.
That's right. And the library, isn't that the case where the librarian won?
Oh, yeah, she won.
Oh, I think that's great.
Yep. So in Vermont, they'll only let you go so far and no further, and I hope it's like that everywhere else.
All right, man. Well, if you get tired of that, we'll be up there in New Hampshire someday. And I've been here in Florida for 26 years, but that doesn't mean I'm staying here a minute longer than I have to. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. Still to come, the Critical Infrastructure Database. What things around the country might possibly be included in the Department of Homeland Security's Critical National Infrastructure Database? We'll reveal them coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're